This video will show you how to post discipline incidents with corporal punishment. Click on Discipline, Entry, and Discipline Posting. In the Setup box, check the year, the district, and the school. And click OK. Click in the Student Name field and select the student from the Alpha list. If this is a bus referral, select the checkbox on the right side of the screen. Click in the Staff field and select the staff that reported the discipline incident. Use the buttons at the bottom of the staff list to change from teacher, administrator, bus driver, school staff, or district staff. Select the date and time of the incident. Select the code and the location that best describes the time and the location. Select the incident. Select as many as 4 incidents that best describes the behavior of the student. Enter any witnesses to the event using the top line of the Witnesses section to select each witness. If evidence exists, select it from the drop-down list in the Evidence field. Type the remarks describing the incident. Note, only the top 4 lines of the remarks area will print on the state discipline form. Now we will go to Referral, page 2, using the tabs at the bottom of the screen. Select the teacher action. Note, if the action 06 is selected, an email will be sent to the school disciplinarian. Select parent contact method and contact date. Type the teacher remarks and recommendations. Enter the date the employee signed the form. Enter the motivations for the behavior from the drop-down list. Select any victims if needed. Enter comments if needed, the date that the victim's parent was contacted, if the victim received any injuries, and if they received counseling, medical treatment, or any kind of other support, and click OK. Note, victims is required for bullying incidents. Using the top line of perpetrators section, enter additional perpetrators needed. Note, after saving the record, the name of the student on page 1 will also be displayed in the perpetrators list on page 2. Also, by entering additional perpetrators, page 1 and page 2 info will be created for all perpetrators when the first student's record is saved. Now let's click on the admin tab at the bottom of the screen. For corporal punishment, select Admin Action Code 12. A new window for corporal punishment information will appear on the screen. Click in the staff field and make the selection. Click in the title field and make the selection. Click in the incident code field and make the selection. And click OK. Enter any administrative comments. Enter the date the disciplinarian signed the discipline form. Select disciplinarian entering or signing the form. Enter additional information related to other agencies involved. Level of injury, if needed. Or if the event is related to hate, bias, drugs, alcohol, or gangs. Now we will click on the Comments tab at the bottom of the screen. Enter comments made by the student and/or the parent. Enter the date the comments were made. Enter the student or parent's name that made the comments. And now you would click on Save at the bottom of your screen to save the referral. This concludes our video.